This is the Sue Free Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Now, here's Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much for joining the Sue Freeze Show, and I'm just so happy to be with you again today. It's such a blessing, such an honor to be on this show with you. And it's no coincidence. If you're new to this show, just know that God wanted you here and there's something here for you. So just stay tuned and listen in so that you can get whatever God's got for you today. Today, I'm not by myself, which is wonderful because a lot of the times I'm here with the Lord, and the Holy Spirit speaks through me, and that's what I ask Him to do because I want to always be open as an open vessel to be used for His glory. But today I have a special guest, and his name is Jeffrey Bird. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
So in order for the listeners to get just an idea or a visual maybe of you, I'm going to say a little bit about you. Is that okay?
Very good.
Okay. So you're a motivational speaker, college professor, life coach, and business executive. You have diverse roles ranging from associate pastor, executive director, to CFO and COO. Ooh, that's quite accomplished. Making notable impacts in both the corporate and not-for-profit arenas, both arenas, which is great.
Yes, I have
both, and so that's really wonderful.
Great.
In Jeffrey's last corporate role, he served as an executive for the Walt Disney Company. Prior to working in corporate America, he also served in the military, thank you for your service, as a captain in the U.S. Army. So I am very privileged and honored to be in your presence today. So thank you so much for driving all the way here to be with us.
Wonderful. It's my privilege and honor to be with you on your esteemed show here.
Thank you. 14 years on the air. Can you believe that?
That is such a blessing. Wow.
So crazy.
Stability, consistency.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It speaks to a lot.
I was thinking, what am I going to talk about? Mm-hmm. And there's never a dull moment as far as what to talk about. And I talk about life lessons.
Yeah.
And we have lots of those, don't we?
We do.
Yes.
We do.
So the opening question that we have here is, what motivates you to be actively involved in both the business community and educational initiatives, such as serving on boards and engaging with students? What motivates you?
What motivates me, and I was talking with your assistant briefly before we went on the air, and I noticed it looks like a mission statement back here for the show, and it says helping find your true passion, purpose, and connection in life. So we're kindred spirits already.
Really?
Because one of the things that I do is help people with personal mission statements, because I believe firmly that God does not do anything by accident.
No.
He makes no mistakes. He's very intentional.
Amen.
Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, declare the Lord, right? Plans of good, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope and an expected end.
Yes. Right? Love God, that verse. That was my verse last year.
It is. And so to that end, if I'm helping people with mission statements for their lives, I probably should have one for my own.
Yeah. What's yours?
Mine is, I exist to leverage my relationships and resources to connect people to purpose and passion.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
That's it.
You know, when I was thinking about the show and I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about? Mm-hmm. It was like I came up with, there was multiple words that I could have used.
Right.
But those were the ones that just resonated with me.
Yeah.
And so that's really, you're right.
Yeah.
Kindred.
And so to the extent, in answering your question in terms of what motivates, what drives me, is to see those connections made. Right. I don't have to have my name on the spotlight or on the marquee or whatever. But when God puts people in purpose and passion together and I see it happen, that just frosts my cake, so to
speak. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Answer to prayer sometimes. It's just to see God in action. And some of us, I think we miss it just because we're not really aware enough. We don't pray enough. We don't. This happens to me, but when I do pray, you know, God, show me, give me the heart, give me your heart, give me your eyes, right? Let me speak your words. When I do that, I sense that He's present with me, and then I see things differently than I would if I hadn't done that.
That's so true.
It's pretty amazing.
It is, and that God would use us.
Yes,
right.
All of us.
Just vessels, you know, and meat in the master's hand. And that's what's amazing to me, is that God uses ordinary people, right, to do extraordinary things.
That is so true. I tell people, and we all know this, is that he used ordinary people, people that had issues, because he wants us to know that we don't have to get it right all the time. We don't have to be perfect before we serve. We can serve right where we are, here, right now, with the tools that he's given us. And so those life lessons, it's like, just use them. I'm not perfect. He put me on the radio, and I'm like, okay, God, it's got to be you.
Right.
Because I don't feel equipped.
Right.
And so you equip me, and I'll do what you want me to do.
That's
and
it.
And we just have to be open.
That's it.
It's
sort of like the back when God was using Moses, and Moses obviously had some self-esteem issues.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, just open your mouth and I'll put the words in it.
Right.
So we just yield ourselves and be obedient and just say yes. Be bold enough to say yes.
That's hard for some people because fear takes over.
It does.
And fear, the acronym of fear, is false evidence appearing real. And do you know fear not is in the Bible 365 times?
I did not know that.
That's one per day.
Wow.
How often do we have to fear not then?
Every day.
Kind of lets us know that.
That's it.
Because it takes over and then it squelches us from moving forward and doing what God wants us to do.
Right.
So if we just say, no, I'm not going to listen to that. I'm not going to listen to that. God, tell me what to do and I'm going to do it.
That's it.
Right.
No to fear, yes to faith.
Absolutely. Love that. Having worked in many varied positions, how do you believe this broad spectrum of experience enhances your ability to connect with and inspire others in your current capacity?
Well, my current capacity, I wear multiple hats. One of the primary hats that I wear is I currently teach at Life Pacific University in San Dimas, California.
Okay.
And it is a hidden jewel. And one of the things that you're helping me to do today is to unearth that jewel and not make it so hidden, so that folks in your listening audience can know what we have to offer them and what they could offer us.
That's really wonderful. I don't know about the school other than my assistant, who actually asked you to come on the show today. And Maya, thank you again for doing that. It's wonderful to have Jeffrey Bird on our show today. You are listening to The Sue Free Show. Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. You can check out the website. The website has a lot of information in there, and it's there for you. We even have a little tile there that you can push, and it's the I ams. Because I don't know about you, but I was told a lot of things that were not true about who I was.
Mm.
And I listened and I believed them because they were people that I believed in.
Wow.
And when I realized that there was false things being said to me, and the only way I learned that is by getting scripture inside me and knowing who I am in him. And so this might be you too. So what you can do is you can go there, push the button, and for free you can get 3 pages of I ams, which is who God says you are.
Yes.
Because if you're going to listen to somebody, I don't know about you, but I want to listen to what God says. He created me.
Yeah.
He's your creator. He's my creator, and he is there, and he will tell you, you know, who you are in him. So, you know, you're an ambassador to Christ. You're victorious. Those are just two. And those are big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we just say, I'm victorious in Jesus' name every day, it's going to help us get through whatever fear we are facing.
Yes. Amen. That is, excuse me, so powerful. People don't understand the power of their words.
Oh, my goodness. Now you're talking my language.
Yeah. And so part of what I do as a professor is I integrate the theory and the practical business applications and try to bring them to life to the students. I leverage from my broad base of experience from the military to corporate America to non-for-profit to pastoring and let them know that really what we're here, what they are here to do is to add value wherever they are, right? When you take a look at companies and organizations that are going through hard times financially, what's the old adage that you hear typically that companies preach, that people are our greatest what?
Asset.
But what's the first thing to go when the red line starts to bleed
not
on the page?
Not for me, it's not. Not for me, but normally you're right. Layoff. I've never laid off anybody in 43 years.
Who is going to be the last people that are laid off when the going gets tough, if you will, the ones that are bringing the most value?
Right.
And those need to be God's people. Right.
Right.
The world, we should not be taking our cues from what the world does. The world should be taking their cues from what we do. So we integrate world-class business principles and teach them through a Christ-centered worldview. And that's really, you know, one of the distinctives of Life Pacific University. In addition to having very, very small class sizes, students are known. And I think that's really a big need for people just in life, isn't it? That people want to be seen, they want to be heard, they want to be known.
Yes.
And so...
they want to belong.
They do. They do. And God created it such that we need each other to do and accomplish what God is calling us to do.
Right. I'm so with you on that. And being through 2008, I can say from personal experience with my company is that I almost lost it.
Yeah.
Didn't get a paycheck for like 3 months, but my my employees did get their paychecks, but I didn't get mine, and that's the way it should be. I've never laid anybody off because the Lord told me a long time ago, your employees are your ministry.
Wow.
And they are the most important that you have. We invest so much into our employees that I want to make sure they keep going. Even now, I mean, Maya has been to the office where I talk about that, you know, hiring another mouth, hiring another person. I have to make sure that there's enough to where that person will be busy.
Yes.
Or I'll end up wasting their time and my time because right. they'll leave because they need to have 8 hours a day at least.
Right.
And so it's a difficult balancing act.
Yes.
To do that. On another note, when you talked about Moses, in leadership, I learned that Moses used what he had in his hand,
yes.
which was his staff.
Yes.
And so many times we're looking outwardly for what we can bring to the table when really it's what we have.
Right.
And if we utilize, and I've done this so many times, I'm using what I have
yes.
to make a difference.
That's it.
And it's so good, and you don't have to, you know, it's not out there. You know, you have a gift. You have skill sets. You have things that God has already given you.
Yes.
The things that you enjoy doing are the things that you probably should be doing.
Mm.
And if you can get paid for something that you enjoy doing,
right.
that's the best of both worlds.
Wow. Your gift will make room for you.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And find a need. And fill it,
that's
which
it.
Was another thing you said. I'm just saying it a little
yeah,
different.
Yeah, yeah.
Find a need and fill it.
That's it.
And, you know, pest control, my you know, it's definitely a need.
It definitely is.
And it's not going away.
No,
yeah.
no.
Right. So when we just met today.
Yes, we did.
And I can feel your spirit, very warm, very kind. And I can just tell you your desires are is to help people.
Yes.
You just have that about
yeah.
you. And it's so important because sometimes people have this hard shell and they just don't really give the illusion of being so tough
yeah.
when really they're not tough
right.
and they're protecting themselves. And they're the ones that sometimes don't ask for help, right?
That's correct.
And in college, I can remember I went to Fashion Institute of
okay.
Design and Merchandise because I thought it'd be in the fashion world.
Right.
I ended up in Bugs. It's kind of funny, don't you think?
It is.
I say bloom where you're planted, right?
There you go.
Yeah, right? But during that time, it's like I thought I wanted to be a model and in the fashion world. And when I got into that school, I realized that my assets or my gifts were really on the business side of it.
Okay.
It wasn't on the stage front hand. It was the business side.
Right.
And it was like, I didn't even know that about me.
Right.
I knew I was an entrepreneur, but I didn't know that I really had, because I didn't like numbers too much.
Yes.
So it was interesting. And so when you go to school, another thing is people are so pressured. I remember in high school, I'm like, I have to figure out my whole entire life.
Right.
I need
right.
to know what I'm doing. I need to know what I'm going to do
right.
right now. Right?
Right.
And I know a lot of students I know I felt that way. I'm sure they do too.
Yes.
And it's like, I've got to have this all figured out.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No.
And the average person, it used to be three careers in your lifetime. It's
right.
probably more than that now.
Definitely
I would
more
bet.
Than that now.
Yeah, I would bet.
Yeah.
I don't know what the statistic is. Do you?
Yeah, I don't know the exact statistic, but careers are short-lived in terms of how you define a career even.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people used to stay on jobs for, you know, 20, 30, 40-plus years, get the gold watch.
Mm-hmm.
Those days are long gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people are looking for the next, even while they're in the current. And but you know, it's grow where you're planted,
mm-hmm.
right? And take the best of your opportunity that's presented to you, right? And if you enter into the arena of work, whether it's working for someone else or whether it's starting your own business, and you're looking to solve a problem, the entrepreneurial spirit is in all of us, I believe. And the because we are created in God's image, and God is a creator, right? So mm-hmm. all of us have a creative a bent in our spirit. We just have to learn how to tap into it. As you were sharing a little bit about your background, thinking it would be in one direction in the fashion, I almost said, you know, creative versus analytic, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But that is a misnomer, because in the analytic business side, you have to be creative.
Oh, no kidding.
If you're not creative, you do. If you don't create, if you don't invent and innovate, you cease to exist.
Right. You have to change all the time, evolving. Yes.
You have to. And so to the extent that maybe artistic versus analytic mm-hmm. would be better descriptors, but both of them require creativity. They mm-hmm. require innovation and invention in order to thrive, and that's really what God is. He thrives. Anything that he puts his hand to do grows. And so don't despise small beginnings, but I believe that whatever God put his hand to do, whatever you invite God into, is not designed to stay small.
Right, and do it to the best of your ability.
That's it.
It's not for your boss. It's for God.
Right, who is your boss.
Yes, he is your boss. Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so if you look to your business pursuits, your life pursuits, your goals as to who you're really serving, mm-hmm. right, we have customers, right, and we serve our customers and meet those customers' needs. But if we're doing it to the best of our ability and we can look at God the Father and say, I've given my all, then who else can require more?
In your school, in your setting, because I don't know day-to-day what you do, your role, like day-to-day. I mean, are you a professor in college? Are you speaking to the students, or are you a special guest? I don't know what your role is.
Yeah, so I can share that with you. I am a full-time faculty.
Okay.
I actually chair the business program at Life Pacific University, the business department, which has three programs. We have a Bachelor of Arts in Business Administration. Mm-hmm. We have two online programs, a Bachelor of Organizational Management, and just recently we started an online MBA program. So in 18 months, you can achieve your MBA completely online.
Hmm.
It's a very it's a very cost-effective, value-add program, and a lot of folks are matriculating and the flexibility is to the flexibility of entering in at any particular point in the year is available in that particular program. So I teach in the classroom, I teach live, I teach online, I chair the program, and that's pretty much, you know, the role that I play at Life Pacific University.
So every day you get up and you go to school?
Most days I'm in the classroom. Some days I'm doing it from home.
Okay.
And when I'm not teaching, I'm helping consult ministries and faith-based organizations in leveraging technology to help achieve their mission.
Technology. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. There's so much.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, got a lot going on.
We do. But I believe that, you know, God has put a lot in us,
right.
You know, and if we would dare to just say yes to the opportunities and look for the open doors that God opens, and that's the key. That's got to be a door that God's opening, not a door that we're trying to force open ourselves. And sometimes we can get caught up in, a lot of people look at kind of the plate that I carry and say, well, how do you do all of that? Well, I'm only doing what God tells me to do. So if you focus on what God tells you to do, it's very easy to say no, because God didn't tell me to do that.
Right.
So that relationship with God on a continuous daily basis is really going to help guide your decision making as to what doors you should and opportunities you should pursue and which ones are for someone else.
Right. That art of saying no is a big one. I learned that as a mom. Because, yes. You know, busy people, they get things done, right?
That's right. No, right? They don't. Well, always.
Usually it seems to be that, you know, that if you want something done, you go to the person that's getting things done already.
That's
and
it.
Usually they'll get it done.
Yeah.
And so I was that person when my kids were in school.
Okay.
And I was, you know, baking cupcakes and, you know, whatever. And I kept saying yes to everything. And then I had to learn. And I've told, you know, moms, it's really important to stay in your lane. You know, it's like, what do you – it's just like in business for me. This is a message that I would give students and anybody that's in business is that I'm telling my staff right now I have 7 key reports. And Maya was there yesterday for the staff meeting, and I said, you know, we have to write down everything we're doing, how much time it takes to do, because there's so many hours in the day.
Correct.
I'm a maximizer. My daughter's told me, you're a maximizer. I'm like, okay. And then what we are doing is we're figuring out how many hours, how much time it's taken to do each of our job responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Then if somebody has got way too much in order to pack it into an 8-hour or a 10-hour sometimes day, then we have to say, what is it that we could give to somebody else that we really don't enjoy,
right,
or that maybe somebody else would be better at it,
yes,
than us? And I told my staff that it's really important because I had to learn this. I had to learn how to delegate, number one. And number two is I had to say, is there somebody else in my organization that can do this?
Yes.
Because whether it's being a mom and having other moms that could do stuff, or it's stuff at work where you're going, is there somebody else that could do this instead of me? Because that opens you up to what God has for you.
Yes.
That maybe only you could do.
That's right.
And so it's a message that I would like to give to the students that might be listening, because you're here and they're,
yes,
probably going to want to listen to you on here.
Yes.
So that's good. This is going on YouTube and Facebook Live.
Oh, wonderful.
Right,
wonderful.
Now. It's
great.
On live. And then it'll be on the SueFreeze.com website.
Okay.
So that you can have anybody watch it or,
great,
listen at any time.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Is it okay to let people know how they might be able to connect with Life Pacific University?
I think we have time for you to do that right now, because,
right,
we're going to go to break.
LifePacificUniversity.com. I'm sorry. LifePacific.edu. Right.
Okay, so, say that again.
So lifepacific.edu.
Right. Okay, that's really good. So if you want to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
They could get a hold of me by emailing me at jbird@lifepacific.edu.
Okay, I hope you got that, and that's wonderful. We've covered quite a bit,
mm-hmm,
in the first segment, part one,
yes,
but we are going to go to part two.
Great.
So on the break, we're going to be thinking about what's the biggest, best message so that the people that are, you know, tuning in, they're going to stay here,
yes,
and they're going to wait for the next part of this show. Be a blessing, and we will be back with more of the Sue Freeze Show right after this brief break.
Have you noticed more insects or rodents in your yard? Or maybe in your home?
Warmer weather means it's mating season.
Hey there, cutie. What's your sign?
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, manager at Ecola. When pests start mating, they start looking for food supplies. Your pantry, your garage, and a quick infestation can cost hundreds in tainted food.
You don't want pests in your house. We know how to find and eliminate them before they can settle in.
Call us for our free pestimate at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $50 off any initial treatment. Pests hate that we make our service so affordable.
Don't let insects and rodents move in. Call Ecola now, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS, or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Ecola, 877-332-BUGS. TermiteLady.com.
What would you do if your 2-year-old child simply stopped breathing? The day businesswoman and author Sue Freeze discovered her son had developed life-threatening asthma, her life changed forever, sending her on a path of learning, discovery, and environmental activism. Sue's book, Learning to Breathe, chronicles her amazing life and death battle for her son Tyson's life, a how-to manual for parents of children with asthma. revealing the secret causes, surprising cures, and the untold truth about harmful indoor allergens. Written with the passion of a loving mother, wisdom of a successful businesswoman, and deep spiritual devotion, Learning to Breathe is a hero's journey for the parent in all of us. If your child suffers from asthma, this must-read book could save your child's life. Learning to Breathe by author Sue Freeze, available on Amazon, or log on to SueFreeze.com. That's Sue, FRIES.com. SueFreeze.com. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And here again is Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Control, for sponsoring this show. I am so grateful. We've been on the air 14 years, and it's such a blessing to be with you. I just feel that God's teaching me every day, and if I can share those lessons and maybe make the lesson maybe a little easier for you if you listen, it would be great. Also, Ecola Termite and Pest Control is hiring. So if you know anybody that would like a career change or get a career in the trades, you don't need a four-year degree. You don't need a two-year degree. We will teach you. We will get you to go into the state and take license tests, and so you can get the licenses and you can promote. You can grow and add value to yourself and to the company by just learning. It's all about learning. Being teachable is a very important thing. So we're here again. It's part two, and I have a guest, Jeffrey Bird. And I hope you listen to part one of the show. But if you don't, he does a lot of things. He's a motivational speaker, college professor, life coach, business executive. He's got a lot of different roles. And I'm just really enjoying my time with him. And I think you will, too, if you're just joining us now. So thank you, Jeffrey, for being here for part two.
Oh, you're quite welcome. My pleasure.
So, in your opinion, what specific skills or experiences are most valuable for students to gain through hands-on work opportunities in the business world?
Wow, that is a great question. At Life Pacific University, we have the opportunity to pour into our students. As I mentioned in the earlier segment, we have probably about a 13-to-1 ratio of professors of students to per professor.
That's a great ratio.
It is.
They have a little personal touch.
They
then,
do.
Don't they?
They do. Yeah. And so we care for our students. We pray for our students. In addition to helping connect them with internship opportunities, with career opportunities, we have partnerships through our Business as Missions program. One of the distinctives in our program is that we do a lot outside of the classroom within the business department. One of the things we do is we have different professionals that will come in and teach and have seminars, what we call business forums, on things that they don't really teach you in school. Right?
That's so great.
They teach you how to read a financial statement, which a lot of people don't know how to do.
Right.
And so I always encourage people who are not even business majors to at least take one or two basic business courses on how to read a financial statement, how to interpret results, how to do decision making, you know, because that's what you need to run a business. That's what you need to run your life in general. But in terms of personal finances, in terms of investment, personal investing, in terms of real estate investing, those aren't really normal college courses, right? But those are
very important things that you need to know to be a good steward.
That's right.
To be a good steward, you need to understand your own finances.
Yes. And right. So every semester we offer a Business as Missions roundtable, and we had one just a couple of weeks ago that was so well attended. The panel consisted of extremely uber successful people in their business. Many of them do not have to work. They work because they feel led of the Lord to continue to serve. But from a financial standpoint, they're independently, you know, sustained through whatever resources they already have.
Mm-hmm.
But they understand that their calling is more than just about making money.
Mm-hmm.
It's about shining the light of the gospel through the vocational gift, the business gift that God has blessed them with. And so to that end, they also come and partner with us to do some of those workshops that I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. So for students really to succeed, not only should they take care of all of the things such as time management, studying and being very skilled in their discipline, but also open themselves up to things that are outside of the classroom. And that's, I think, one of the distinctives that we provide at Life Pacific University for our students, and then linking them up with people who are in the business world, such as yourself, mm-hmm. that, one of the students could actually, you obviously have one of our students that's your personal assistant. And we have many other students that are like Maya, that are just motivated, so very bright, and that would be a tremendous asset to business owners and companies and corporations throughout the region.
Right, right. Maya came to me, and social media and just that whole scene was something that I'm not that good at and don't have the time to do. So to have somebody that she's studying it and she's taking what she's learning and applying it, she's helping me. She's learning for her. There's value added on both sides. And so it was a God-given gift for, and I think, both of us, really.
Of course. She's a media and communications major, right, which is one of the majors. We started off as a Bible teaching institute and turned into a Bible college, and then now we're just a fully accredited university with undergraduate and graduate programs in ministry, but also in human development and psychology, mm-hmm. business, mass media and communications. So just a wide range of areas that folks can connect their purpose and passion to.
Yes, that's what it's about. That's so awesome. Amen. I love it. I would invite myself to come and help if you needed anything to do with me. I've done it for other colleges, and so I really enjoy it because it pulls me out of my day-to-day.
Yes.
And I wished I would have had that. I wished I would have had someone speaking into my life like that.
Right.
And I didn't. I had to just wing it and learn it. And,
wow.
So it's great.
So consider yourself part of our panel, if you will.
Okay. Sounds wonderful to me. I would love it. Can you share an example of how a successful collaboration between industry leaders and academia can be accomplished? Sounds like you're already doing it.
Yeah.
But you kind of touched on it. But
yeah, we are. And so one of the things that we're doing is in our business forums, we have business leaders who are professionals in personal finance and helping our students to understand, how does money work? How do you manage your own personal finances? How do you become a steward? How do you plan for generational wealth? How do you allow God to use what you have to open the door for His light and His love in other? And so to have business leaders who think this way, to come in and partner with students as they are being shaped and molded for what God has for them is what one of the outcomes that the Business as Missions program that we have is really exciting to see, and a lot of those connections being made. So from the last one that we have people who are connecting with business entrepreneurial coaches that are helping them to start their businesses, not when they graduate, but they can have a business while they're a college student. And by the time they graduate, that business can already be, serving folks and just mm-hmm. up and running. So that's part of what some of the outcomes of the Business as Missions initiatives have provided for our university and for the students.
So are there interns?
Yes, we have interns. As a matter of fact, every business student is required to do an internship as part of their curriculum. And it's they get 3 credits to do an internship and work for someone who is going to be adding some additional experience, to their resume, as well as helping that company with someone who is learning or has learned a number of disciplines that will help the organization. It creates a win-win situation.
You know, in our trade, this is off the beaten path here, but it's something that it could be of interest to your school, is that if you're helping people with trades, you know, because you do have to go to college if you're going to be a doctor or mm-hmm. a lawyer or certain things, but the trades, you need to learn the trade.
Yeah.
Right?
You do.
And for us, we're having such a difficult time finding qualified people mm-hmm. that have integrity. Big right. word for us. Number sure. one core value for us is integrity. Dependability is number two. Mm-hmm. But it's difficult to find the right people to fit in yeah. our organization. We have 7 offices. We cover okay. from San Diego to San Luis Obispo.
Wow.
So, and we're growing. We're growing. And it's a good thing. It's nice. It's really nice. But we have a difficult time. And in the trades, it's like a lot of the times children that grow up to be in high school and are thinking about college, they're thinking about college. That's mm-hmm. like the next step.
But right.
And college helps because you need an education. And sure. if you can get the education in 2 to 4 years, that's great.
Right.
I didn't have that privilege of doing that. I just jumped right in. And so, I mean, I did have 2 years and learned that I like business. But besides that, I mean, I didn't learn a lot of things that I needed to learn once I got in it.
Yes.
So it's good. I mean, I'm good. I'm fine, and it's great.
Sure.
But what I realize is that you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And what you don't know can harm you.
Yes.
And so it's really important to have your eyes wide open mm-hmm. and to ask questions, lots of questions. Mm-hmm. And no matter how good you get and how successful you get, asking those questions, people want to help you.
Right.
And I think some people just get kind of nervous about asking questions. Mm-hmm. I have people working for me right now that they don't want to go on their own, and I've been, you know, investing in them a long time. And so I had one guy come yesterday, and I just said, tell me why you don't want to go on your own now. What is stopping you from, you know, spreading your wings?
Right.
You know, okay, you're not a baby anymore. You're growing up now.
Yeah.
And so what is it that you need? And he goes, well, I just don't feel totally confident yet. So if you put me in this category and let me do this right now,
mm-hmm.
Then I'll feel better because I'll get this experience so that I can move to the next. And mm-hmm. isn't that true in life?
It is.
It's like we have to go through stages right. in order to get. I used to think that life wasn't a journey. I used to think that I needed to figure it all out right now. Mm-hmm. Anybody out there think like that? Mm-hmm. You just got to figure it out right now.
Right.
And that's not the truth. The truth is this is a journey
right.
that we're going in.
Yes.
And what we do every minute of every day counts.
It does.
Right? Our choices that we make every minute of every day count. And so we have to think about the end goal.
Mm-hmm.
What's the end goal?
Right.
And I know that my goal is I wanted to be successful, and I wanted to help lots of people.
Yes.
And that's – they go together.
Right.
But now at my age and where I am in my profession is that I want to make a significant impact on others.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted that, but I use the word success. And
right.
I think success is at this level.
Yes.
And I think that when you get to the point where you've reached that, and now we're moving to significance.
Yes.
I want to have a significant impact in those I come in contact with.
Right.
What does that look like? So those listening, no matter where you are in your life, I say, you know, where do you go when you die? And what do you want people to say at your funeral? What are they going to say about you? And I think it's so important to be looking at the end game.
Yes.
And say, you know, what is it?
Yeah.
So using what you have in your hand, like Moses had a staff.
Mm-hmm.
He used what he had in his hand. What do you have in your hand? What can you utilize? What can you use to help others get where they want to go? And that's true too. You know, you get enough people, you help enough people get where they want to go, you're going to get where you want to go.
That's it.
Do you agree with that?
I do. I definitely do. The room that you make for others,
mm-hmm.
right, opens up the room for you.
Right.
And to the extent that you have to use what you have, a lot of people don't step out because they think they don't have what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have enough money. I don't have enough experience. I don't have enough education. I don't. So they get paralyzed, right? And then they do nothing.
Right.
Right. Well, the choice to do nothing is a choice.
Right.
It's a decision.
And
right?
it's a nothing choice.
It is.
Right.
A zero-sum game.
Yeah.
And so to the extent that you look in the Bible and there was a widow who had a son and the prophet came to her home and asked, what do you have? You know, oh, I don't have anything except this little pot and some oil. She was looking at what she had as insufficiency when the prophet told her, well, go take that and go get some more pots and go sell that oil and put, and then she got in, put into the oil business, right?
There you
because
go.
Because she just took
used her, what she had.
Used what you had.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
It is.
So in your experience, what are some effective methods for promoting a culture of lifelong learning and professional development among both students and seasoned professionals?
It's the mandate to just do it, right?
Just do it.
I mean, you know, God, I believe, has put us here in this big, beautiful world and to reveal things to us each and every day. God is a God of revelation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in Proverbs 4:7, it says, get wisdom is the principal thing. And all of thy getting, get understanding. So it's not going to just fall into your lap, right? You have to go out and get it. And what does that look like, lifelong learning? It looks different for different people. Everyone isn't called to have an MBA. Everyone isn't called necessarily to have a bachelor's degree. Maybe it's an associate's degree. Maybe you already have a bachelor's or an MBA. Could you get a certificate program in some area of specialty? Those are very, very popular, and we have a number of certificate programs that are not four-year, you know, degree programs. You can finish it in several months, but it gives you specialization in an area that will help you in what you're doing and also provide help to other people. Just reading, right? Some people, I don't like to read. Well, that's a place where we can hide some information, some knowledge and jewels from you, right? So people who just become avid readers, right, can open up such a world of possibility. God will speak. I believe he obviously speaks through his word and through the Bible, which we should be in on a daily basis. But I believe that God speaks through his creation, right? And books are things that God gave to people to put here in the earth. And so if you have a library, if you will, of different resources that you know, just what are you interested in? Find something else more about what interests you, and just you'll be surprised at the doors of opportunity that can open from just being curious and saying, what if? And that's really what lifelong learning is about. It's about asking the question, what if, and then going out to find the answers.
You have to move. You know, nothing happens without motion.
It doesn't.
That's something that the Lord revealed to me. It's like, because people will reach out to me on the Sue Free, spelled like fries, oneword.com, and they'll reach out and they'll say that I'm thinking about taking my life, or they're saying, I just feel like I don't matter, that I'm not valuable, and that I just don't matter to anybody. And it's so sad to hear these things.
Yes.
And depression, you know, struggling with depression, that was really big during COVID.
Yes.
And around the holidays, for sure. But, you know, when I think about that and I respond back, I'm letting them know that, you know, maybe it's as simple as just getting out of bed, just putting your foot on the ground, say a prayer, put your foot on the ground, get in the shower, just take a shower. That sometimes just that motion of moving.
Right.
And then look for a need. Look for somebody that needs you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take it outward instead of going inward with it, you know, move outward and say, how could I help someone else? And who could that be?
Yes.
And it's amazing. You know, I go to parties. I'm sure we all do. Mm-hmm. We go to gatherings and whatnot. And I'm always looking for the person that's by themselves, you know, somebody that's standing somewhere by themselves. And I'm just like, hi, how are you? Mm-hmm. My name is Sue. And, you know, I just think it's important because I broke a leg and I was in a wheelchair, and everybody felt uncomfortable coming to me because my position was lower. And so it was just difficult for people, and they didn't know what to say to me. Like, is this all for life, or is this just a temporary injury?
Sure.
So people just didn't know how to say something. So now, because I've been through that, since I've been through that experience and from the other side, it's so much easier for me to, when I see somebody that is in a wheelchair, say, hi, how are you? How did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Is this forever, or is this just for a time? And I can talk about it because I've experienced it.
Yes.
So we need to take, I need to take my experiences and, you know, pull them forward for other people, because when we take our pain and God's got us through it, then we can help others get through like things.
That's
so
true.
It's important that we do that and look outward instead of inward.
It is. And I think, as to piggyback on your question about lifelong learning, life is a teacher, right? And if you look for the lessons,
life lessons,
in your experiences, God, the Holy Spirit is the teacher, right? And he's here to guide you through every tough time. He said he'll never leave you or forsake you. He'll stick closer to you than a brother. And so I think the thing that we, that I try to do, and I know my colleagues at Life Pacific University, is to try to help people to understand, you know, to seek God in the midst of your learning, right? And it's so unfortunate that kids brought up in Christian homes, going to universities, secular universities, and I'm not saying everybody has to go to a Christian university, but we know what happens there. Faith is deconstructed, mm-hmm. and you get so many people who are pastors' kids even that are going to institutions and coming back, and now they don't believe in God anymore. And they don't believe in, you know, it's many paths to the same end. And it's the Christian higher education is so needed in today's time. Especially, you just turn on the news and see what's happening in the world. We need leaders that are centered in Christian values and led by the Holy Spirit, that are business people, that are economists, that are entertainers, that are in every industry, in every walk of life.
And we need to be more bold.
We do. We do.
There needs to be boldness. We need to stand up.
The world is not apologetic for their faith and in what they believe in. And how much more should we, who have the truth, right, be bold in ours?
So what advice would you give to aspiring business owners and future professionals seeking to bridge the gap between education and practical experience?
So I think, as you said, experience is a good teacher. And having a trade, working in your – perfecting your craft – practicing and honing your skills can be done on many, many different levels. It's definitely not an either-or proposition. It's more of a both-and, right? And so take the learnings that formal education can provide you as it relates to the theory, the why, right? People always do better when they know their why.
Oh, so true, so right? true.
And I think that's kind of what formal education provides for you is some of the why. Mm-hmm. Practical application and just doing it provides you the actual experience and to hone it to do better. So I believe that is really the key in terms of being well-rounded and focused on advancing what God has put in you.
That's really good. So we have 40 seconds.
Yes.
Is there something you want to say to the listeners right now?
Well, I just want to say thank you once again for allowing me to be a guest on your show. I'm just really thrilled that our listening audience is an audience of students that have an opportunity to possibly find out more about what they can be benefited from with Life Pacific University, as well as other business leaders that could benefit from what we have to offer.
That is so good, and I'm so thankful that you came on the air with me today, and this will be going up on the Sue Free, spelled like fries, oneword.com site. So go there if you miss something, if you want to share this with other people, if you know somebody that needs to go to a school and is looking for what they're going to do with their life, this might be where they need to be. Be a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless you, and bye-bye.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.